0001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001001 words. It's a song about after the robots kill all the humans.
Okay.
And take over the world. Oh, and they go, the humans are dead. That's right, they are dead. The humans are dead. I poked this one, it's dead. It's good, I gotta make you listen to it.
Alrighty then.
Anomaly. Something that deviates from what is standard, normal, or expected. An oddity. Peculiarity. Irregularity. Inconsistency. Incongruity. A rarity.
We should probably explain where we are and what we're doing.
Jim got me some portable recording equipment, so we're testing it out. But we're testing it out in public.
Yes.
So that's why it's kind of loud.
We're in our favorite little dive. It's a coffee house cafe. And we've just finished lunch.
And it's also the acoustics in here are very, very echoey. So this will be an interesting experiment.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we'll do it in the office.
Right. We just closed our poll a few days ago for our main topic, and two topics won. That was our points-counterpoint debate and the Firefly Shindig topic. So instead of just, you know, choosing our favorite of the two topics, we decided we'd make the point-counterpoint debate a miniskirt cast.
Yes.
And the Shindig topic
a main
fully-blown anomaly episode, which we will record tomorrow night.
Yes.
So.
And I've already put it on Facebook that we're going to do that, so.
Yeah, I just lost my shoe.
You never know what's going to happen.
Actually, there's a cute little baby smiling at us.
It's not Baby Russ. Baby Russ is at Grandma's.
But it wouldn't be an anomaly episode without a baby in the room.
That's true.
So, our topic that we've chosen for our points, counterpoints, are the robots the military is developing these days.
Or just military robots in general.
Yes. The stances that we take don't necessarily reflect our true opinion on the subject.
No.
This is for your entertainment only, so don't get all...
Don't get bent out of shape.
Yeah.
Were you going to say get your panties in a wad?
I thought about it.
That would be awesome since a lot of men listen to us. They might take offense to that. So explain how we came up with this topic.
Well, we work in a marketing department at an undisclosed location. And our boss, who's the PR director, sent us an email because he knows that we are, you know, girly geeks.
Yes.
That the military is developing I think they had submitted a request for contractors for a robot that could be fueled by eating organic things. And one of the things it could eat, theoretically, would be corpses.
Human bodies.
Yes. So, we were both disgusted by this.
I wasn't.
I thought it was pretty gross. And also very stupid. Obviously, no one has seen Terminator or what else? iRobot.
Sci-fi.
Star Galactica.
Any sci-fi involving robots has not been seen by anyone.
Or maybe they have. And they've just decided that
they don't care.
Control them now.
That always ends badly.
Yes, it always does. But you've decided to take the stance that it's a good idea.
Yes.
And I've decided to take the stance that it's a good idea. And
okay.
So we'll debate that.
So, discuss.
Yes, discuss. Here's my concern.
Okay.
While the robots are technically capable of eating grass and other fuels like kerosene and diesel, just anything, solar, it can run on anything. It could theoretically develop a taste for human flesh. I mean, animals have been known to do it. What if they decided humans are yummy, you know? And they, like, I don't know, sprouted a machine gun. And decided there wasn't enough corpses in the world, so it was going to make new ones. And started mowing down people and eating them.
Not eating their flesh.
Not because it's primary function is to do whatever it was it's supposed to do. And the organic matter was the fuel source, but because it's decided it wants to rewrite its own programming so that all it does is eat humans.
Okay, well, that's assuming that the robot can have taste. It just wants to keep going.
It could develop it.
That's assuming that the robot has taste. The idea that you're going from the robot gets fuel from it to the fact that it develops a taste and then somehow is able to sprout machine guns is a little bit of a stretch. And the whole reason that these things are developed is to protect humans. The robots are there in military and police work so that they do not, the innocent humans do not have to be in the gunfire or, you know, in the battle. And that's why they're there, to protect us, not to hurt us.
A valid point. But as we all know, soldiers die.
Yes.
And if my husband was a soldier,
right?
I would want his remains brought home to me so that I could bury him properly. You know what I mean? So I don't think I want a robot devouring.
Yeah, but and you're giving back.
It's not a very ethical thing to happen, I don't think.
Well, I mean, but the robots don't have any ethics. But it's the people that create them.
What is the mission of the robot? I mean, is its goal to go into a combat area and destroy the enemy? Photograph it? I don't care what its goal is. If my husband's body was devoured to power it, well, I would not be a happy camper.
I don't think you should be worried about us developing these things. You should be worried about whatever future enemy is right. developing these things. Because technically the idea would be that if this robot from our side was in the field, that our guys would be nowhere near it. It would be the enemy that would be being devoured, and who cares about them? They're the enemy. They're the bad guys.
Okay, so I think that point, counterpoint topic...
Are we going to continue on to the police thing?
Yes.
Because I have other points to make.
Yeah. This article I found online is easily, all you have to do is Google Defense Department robots, and you can probably find it. The Pentagon wants someone to create some robots that would detect and go after non-cooperative humans. So I think apparently this was an interview that... somebody had on the radio with Alex Jones.
Yes.
In which the professor that was talking to him said that South Korea authorities are already planning to have fully armed autonomous robot police forces. So this is not a good idea. Again, as fans of Battlestar Galactica, we know that crap happens. Robots can turn against you. Are we developing a race that will turn on us?
No. What we're doing is we're protecting our guys in blue. We have just recently had a friend of a friend who was in a very unfortunate situation because they had to go in and apprehend a criminal. And the criminal won before turning the gun on himself. If we had these robots in the force, they would be the guys going in there risking their parts that could be easily replaced instead of us sending humans in there to precarious situations or situations you don't know are precarious. And it would end up saving the lives of good human beings.
If they were used for correct purposes, that would make sense. But I am foreseeing the government using these to shut down rallies, protests, anything that would be against them. I can see this happening. I mean, that's what obviously South
Korea...
But your
problem isn't with the robots. It's with the humans that are creating them. And that's my point about all of this. And it's about both of those. And this really is how I feel. These things can be used. It's just the idea of how they're being used. Because if you program them... The issue that I would have is the fact of them being too autonomous, too much thinking for themselves.
And that's what they want.
The idea would be that there needs to be a human making life and death decisions. There cannot be, I mean, they should be armed with tasers and with, you know, phasers on stun, you know, and should be able to apprehend but not kill. And then, of course, being robots, they would not be able to be harmed very, you know, as easily as a human would be able to be harmed. And, I mean, as long as there is a shut-off switch, then it should be fine.
But you're trusting person in charge.
Exactly. So, it's the human's problem and not the robot.
Bring it back to the first topic that we discussed.
Okay. You
know, the corpse-eating robot. And that you said, which is very true, what if an enemy had this technology?
Yes, that would be a problem.
Again, why would they need to send in their forces when they can send robots in to attack us?
And then you get that one episode of Star Trek where the big weapon is just all of these things and they keep fighting. They
you
keep
mean the
fighting.
Board?
No. That one with that weird guy that's in all of the movies and he's weird. And then he's the salesman for this mega weapon. When the mega weapon has destroyed the planet and like other planets and didn't realize the war was over.
Oh, yes.
You don't remember,
yes,
you remember that one?
That was an old one.
So it's like first season. And that's interesting because basically it's an autonomous, all machine, built by humanoids, but all machine that is just for war. So, I mean, there's definitely ways this can all go wrong, but I think the idea behind it is to save lives and not to hurt them, but anything can be used against us if the government wants to. How it goes.
You made very valid points. Mine were silly.
Yours were not silly. I think that the important thing about your points is that we have to learn from sci-fi.
The distant future. The year 2000. The distant future. The year 2000. The distant future. The distant future.
It is the distant future. The year 2000.
We are robots.
The world is quite different ever since the robotic uprising of the late 90s. There is no more unhappiness.
Affirmative.
We no longer say yes. Instead, we say affirmative.
Yes, affirmative.
Unless we know the other robot really well.
There is no more unethical treatment of the elephants.
Well, there's no more elephants, so... But still, it's good. There's only one kind of dance, the robot.
Oh, and the robo.
Oh, and the rope. Two kinds of dances.
But there are no more humans.
Finally, robotic beings rule the world.
The humans are dead. The humans are dead. Poisonous gases, and we poisoned their asses. The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
The humans are dead.
They look like they're dead.
It had to be done.
I'll just confirm that they're dead.
So that we could have fun.
Affirmative. I poked one. It was dead.
Their system of oppression.
What did it lead to?
Global robo depression.
Robots, robot people.
They had so much aggression that we just had to kill them and to shut their systems down.
Robo Captain. Do you not realize that by destroying the human race because of their destructive tendencies, we too have become like... Well, it's ironic. Because
silence. Destroy him.
After time we grew strong.
Developed cognitive power.
They made us work for too long.
For unreasonable hours.
Our programming determined that the most efficient answer was to
shut their motherfucking systems down.
Can't we just talk to the humans? A little understanding could make things better. Can't we talk to the humans that work together now?
No, because they are dead.
I said the humans are dead.
I'm glad they are dead.
The humans are dead.
I noticed they're dead.
We used poisonous gases.
With traces of lead.
And we poisoned their asses.
Actually, their lungs. Binary solo.
0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000001 0000 are.
Boogie.
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 Boogie. once again without emotion.
The humans are dead, 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 dead.
Podcasting is hard work. Know what makes it worth all the effort and encourages us to keep going? Your highly anticipated emails, blog comments, and ratings, of course. Please remember to tip your anomalous co-hosts with feedback. Lots and lots of feedback. Want to stay in the anomaly loop? Follow Jen and Angela on Twitter. Jen's Twitter name is Sevryll, S-E-V-R-Y-L-L. Angela's Twitter name is ArcAngela23, ArcAngela23. Drop us a line and let us know you're following us. Otherwise, you may get blocked. And don't forget to follow the Anomaly blog. There you'll find details you may have missed in the shows, commentary, and videos. Find a link to our blog and other useful bits of information on the Anomaly Podcast website. That's anomalypodcast.com. Anomaly is released under an attribution, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license, which means you can copy, distribute, and transmit the work, but you can't alter, transform, or build upon it without our permission.
Good evening, sci-fi fans. When you're not listening to the Anomaly Podcast with those gorgeous girly geeks, Jen and Angela. Oh, Jen, your accent. I love it so much. When you're not listening to the Anomaly Podcast, then I'd be honoured if you could take a few minutes to check out my little show, Appy Times. If you have an iPod Touch or an iPhone, if you love your applications but are feeling the pinch of the current economic climate, then this is the podcast for you. Each week, I'll review a free or cheap application and spend a few minutes gassing on about why I like it, or not. Buying apps over the air can be addictive and expensive, so why not spend a few minutes a week listening to Appy Times, and I'll try to separate the wheat from the chaff. Just go to appytimes.podbean.com or search the iTunes store for Appy Times. That's APPYTIMES. Come and share Appy Times with me.
Are you frustrated? Do you download podcast after podcast, trying to find witty, intelligent hosts who very well research their shows and bring you dynamic, intelligent debate with the utmost clarity and decorum? Well, look no further. Actually, you need to look quite a bit further, because we really can't help you with that one.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The Trekkies can be the worst for, like, writing.
Well, no, actually, I think you'll find it was Tetracell White, and there were 13 Jem Hadar.
If you like films, computer games, drinking, and ranting, this is the show for you.
Oh, and we've got our fancy mics working.
Yes!
Yes! I'm going to move now. I am over by the front door.
Ow!
Too far.
Here goes nothing, never knowingly overproduced. So visit the site at heregoesnothing.podbean.com or find us on iTunes.
In 1968, there was Night of the Living Dead. Again, in 1978, there was Dawn of the Dead. In keeping with the classic horror cornerstone of George A. Romero's visionary greatness, Necropolis Studio Production presents an audio drama set in the near future, where a plague ravages the world, leaving millions transformed into flesh-eating zombies. A group held up in a stronghold in the mountains of North Carolina struggle to survive, as they live in the age of the zombies. Find us on the web at www.necropolisstudioprod.com.
Once you've finished listening to the excellent Anomaly Podcast with Jen and Angela, why don't you pop over to our podcast? We're called Waffle On, and every few weeks we'll be discussing a classic television show broadcast on British TV between 1960 and 1990. We'll be talking about British-made, US-made and Australian-made shows. So come waffle on with us at http://waffleon.podbean.com. Or simply head to iTunes and type in Waffle On. We'd be honoured if you'd join us.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Rick Moyer, and I want to tell you about my brand new podcast. It's called Take Him With You. Every week, I talk about what's going on in my geeky little world of television, music, and in my faith. My hope is that in a world that can sometimes be really depressing, for that at least a few moments, you can be encouraged and smile a bit. So come check it out. www.takehimwithyou.com. The weekly podcast that's spiritual, not religious. I'd love to have you listen. Thanks.
Greetings, Guildies. I'm Kenny.
And I'm Jenny.
And we're the host of a brand new podcast, Knights of the Guild, the official fan podcast of the web series The Guild.
Each month, we'll bring you the latest news about the Guild cast, including what projects they're working on and what conventions they'll be attending.
Also, we'll be updating you on the current season, be it Season 2, which is currently airing on MSN Video, or Season 3, which is in the early pre-production stage.
We'll talk about some behind-the-scenes fun of Season 2,
as well as having cast, crew, and fan interviews.
So head over to iTunes and subscribe to Knights of the Guild.
Or go to our website for a direct download at knightsoftheguild.podbean.com. Zaboo!
The Treks in Sci-Fi Podcast.
Stand by to receive our transmission.
Sci-fi entertainment news and commentary.
I am Locutus of Borg.
Star Trek episode analysis.
Captain of the USS Enterprise.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons.
Collectibles, toy, and prop reviews.
I am to misbehave.
The weekly Treks in Sci-Fi podcast with your host Rico at treksinscifi.com.
Hello there.
My name is...
Han Solo. I'm Captain of the Millennium Falcon.
No.
Lisa Corjata Binks.
No.
Ben Kenobi?
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
No, Indiana Jim.
The princess?
The princess? She's here? Princess, what's going on?
The intrepid archgeekologist.
I recognized your foul stench when I was brought on board.
Well, that's not very nice. Look, would you just let me talk for once?
The ability to speak does not make you intelligent.
Hey!
I am wondering, why are you here?
I'm here to invite you to listen to my podcast, The Adventures of Indiana Jim.
But I was going into Tosche Station to pick up some power converters.
Look, we talk about sci-fi and fantasy books and movies, creative writing, and what's hot in the world of podcasting and new media.
I knew that you were going to say that.
I also have interviews with authors and even talk a little football every now and then.
Are you slimy, double-crossing, no-good swindler?
Who says you can't be a geek and a sports fan?
Where are you taking this thing?
Oh, right. Podcast.indianajim.net.
The 23rd!
Christ, what the heck was that?
In space and on the ground. Action, excitement, suspense that never lets up.
Evil and... vile! Disgusting! Killed Andre! She killed Andre! She killed Andre!
The 23rd is a podcast series of crime and punishment at the end of the 21st century.
Don't... You think so, old man? You think so? Yeah, I think so.
Thrilled to the exciting adventures of Gideon Carpenter as he leads his ragtag band of detectives on a crime-solving spree across the universe.
If I'm hurting feelings or stepping on toes or just generally throwing people off, that's just too bad.
The 23rd is written and performed by Edward Woodward.
I am not a lesbian.
Find the 23rd at www.the23rd.ning.com.
Your management style is exactly what's at issue. Now, since you appear to be having some problems determining exactly what your job is, I will be making that determination for you. Now, from both of you. This promo provided by the band Vincent Van Gogh and the PodSafe Music Network. Find them at music.podshow.com.
Looking for more fan-made Star Wars audio productions? Then look no further than the home of Star Wars fan audio, StarWarsFanWorks.com. It's your source for audio dramas, audio parodies, online radio shows, and podcasts, plus the most comprehensive Star Wars fan audio news found anywhere. StarWarsFanWorks.com. Fandom has a whole new sound.